Good morning. You're listening to Capital Forum on RBN, RepublicBroadcasting.org. Call-in number, as always, 800-313-9443. And I believe Tom is on the line, and I believe Sergey and Louise is missing in action.
Yes, I believe Sergey is on the line and Tom also. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, whoever you are, wherever you are. You're listening to RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, at www.republicbroadcasting.org. And this is Capital Forum Broadcast, and today is what? Today is September the 25th, 2011. So welcome on board, everybody. From this early morning, I would like to make one announcement. It's a small local event. Ladies and gentlemen, if you live somewhere in Kansas City metropolitan area, or maybe a little bit further, and you have an interest in one event, which is, will be, my opinion, will be interesting under green flag. You probably heard the term green fest, green festival. So going green, meaning changing from the way you think and the way you do, and basically changing the lifestyle, of course, a little bit at a time. And I think that's the way to go. So that type of event will be dedicated to that. It's actually an event organized by the local volunteers, one of the many meetup groups, which happens in Kansas City metropolitan area. And this particular is really interesting is what it will do. Actually, this meetup will focus on healthy and sustainability living, and their goal is to build community in a way that creates open dialogue and a place to share knowledge freely between members, and hopefully it will expand to general public. So the first ongoing meeting will be an organic vegan Sunday brunch at the Conspiracy Room Uptown Theater. So that's one of the room that old theater has it. And by the way, location is 3100 Broadway. You cannot miss it. It's at Midtown, Kansas City, Missouri. So everybody's welcome on board, and the date is October 16th, and it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, 10 a.m. Tom, have you heard about this?
Well, I'm not familiar with that, but the Uptown Theater is an awesome place, and they often have events for the Patriot movement, so I would recommend everybody support things that they do because they're in the game, and we need to have more venues like that in every city, every major city around the country, because that's what's going to wake up the masses. And we have a three-minute commercial break coming up. Call in number 800-313-9443, and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Been looking all around me, and what has come to be? Been talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Patriot Act took our liberties, and there's no judge, no jury.
Booyah!
Dropping our phones, breaking down our doors, waging on the people a civil war.
Booyah!
Work three jobs and bring home no pay.
Booyah!
IRS takes it all away. We struggle, slave, pay the rent. Constitution.
Welcome back to Capitol Forum. You're listening to RBN, and some updates for RBN. Everybody is wanting to get the word out more so. So I would suggest doing as RBN wants us to do, is make links to the RBN Facebook and Twitter accounts. Help spread the message online like that. And also, they're still having a pledge drive. And for those that are not on the Internet, the address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, 302 Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Once again, 2251 Double Creek Drive, 302 Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And also, RBN, we want to welcome all the new listeners to KHFX, 1140 AM in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area. So RBN's goal is to expand the market by getting on more and more AM and FM stations around the nation. So that's obviously a way that we can help. There are a lot of mom-and-pop shop type radio stations around the country, and we need to tap into those. They're looking for content to put out on the air because everybody's turning away from the lamestream media and looking towards
the
street.
Way you said that.
So that's another avenue. And by the way, Louise is on the line now. And good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Louise.
Some reason between, I don't know what to call it, thunderstorms, this, that, and whatever, the Internet doesn't like me this last year.
Yeah, we're having some cracks and booms and stuff going on down here. So if you hear any cracks and booms in the background,
are you too? Okay,
coming from me. And it's not from the red beans and rice I had last night.
It wasn't. We're supposed to have H.K. Edgerton on. He, if we get him hooked up, I'm not sure if we got him yet. But if everyone goes to Edgerton, E-D-G-E-R-T-O-N.
Louise, you're going to have to say that a little bit slower for us that are just waking up.
E-D-G-E-R, P-O-N. If you look up H.K. Edgerton, you will be surprised who it is. Yeah, and hopefully we've got him on here shortly. But when we start talking about patriotism, the year in pictures, okay, anyway, what we do notice is most people have this cut and dry. This is what black people believe. This is what white people believe. This is what Asian people believe.
I wish you were on this thing. Somebody talking just like you right now.
Do we have him already?
We're getting a lot of background noise. Good morning. Is there somebody on the line with us?
Yes, H.K. Edgerton is on the line with you.
Very good. Good morning.
Morning, Mr.
Good morning.
Edgerton. I was trying to explain to people who you were. First of all, would you give out your email and websites and whatever else you want to go so people can find you?
Yes, ma'am. They can find me on southernheritage411.com. And my email is, thank you, dear, is hk.edgerton@gmail.com, dear.
Okay. Let's go slowly one more time for your website.
My website is www.southernheritage411.com.
Southernheritage411.com.
Uh-huh.
I assume that's just the numerals 411.
Yes. It's okay. Like you're calling for information.
Got it. All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Now, here's going to be kicker. Why don't you start off telling people a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm just a country boy from the city of Asheville, North Carolina. I'm the immediate past president here in the city of Asheville, so I guess since my first vice president has made himself NAACP president for life, I am also chairman of the board of advisors emeritus of the Southern Legal Resource Center, which is a nonprofit civil rights law firm that primarily fights battles against violations against Southern heritage, when my babies are told take off those Confederate shirts and turn them inside out of school, somehow terrorizing the school system, where folks lose their job for just having the Southern Cross on their apparel, on a coffee cup, or on a pair of earrings. That's primarily what the Southern Legal Resource Center does. I've been in civil rights most of my adult life in some manner, some form or fashion. But I'm just basically a country boy from the mountains of Asheville, North Carolina, whose civil rights fighting life has come full circle with this attack on my Southern heritage and on the symbol of the Southern people, and that is the Southern, the Confederate flag.
And actually, well, probably what you're fighting for is the rights of all Americans. You know, it's just, you say it's a Southern issue, but I tell you what, there's a lot of people lining up with the values of the state rights movement that happened in the War of Northern Aggression. So there's a lot of reflect on back what happened then and carrying it forward to what's going on right now.
Now, isn't that amazing? I just love you. Now, I can just go on and get my golf clubs out this morning. I don't have to have one other word said because you've nailed it on the head. It is the reference point. I am truly amazed looking at the agenda of the Tea Party and a lot of northern states talking about seceding and all kinds of things, states' rights, state sovereignty, the property issue. All these things are back on the table now. As President Davis said, anything solved by violence, the seed will pop up again, and then you will have to deal with it again. And this is everything that was put on the table during the war between the states and the honorable Southern people trying to defend that constitutional republic is on the table as we speak right now.
And HK, you can actually back that all the way up to the American Revolution towards where we're fighting England. It's the same story over and over, and these founding fathers are so wise. They knew this was going to come back, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Amen. They certainly did. You know, I'm just amazed at the whole thing as I watch this whole thing unfold. And especially as we look at the politics of the day, it has become just one big rock star situation. There are no real statesmen out there. Well, there's a couple. You know, who can buy the presidency? Who can afford the media? Who can kiss the most babies? And there's no substance. There were Southern folks in charge of the legislature and of Congress. They took care of people's money. All the stealing that takes place now, all the perks and all the these folks who pay for their favors and have our politicians all in their pocket. It is something that the American public is very tired of and very sick of. And as I said before, when you look back on this thing in history, the South tried to kill us. The South just really wanted to go her own way because it saw what was coming down. It saw how these people were circumventing the Constitution. And the Constitution, for all practical purposes, is no more. It's just gone.
Well, we tried to mix in some solutions, right? During our show, you know, obviously we need to reference what the issues are, but what are the main solutions that you're working towards that our listeners can start doing research on and help you in your fight in saving our union?
Well, that's a real big one. First of all, you have to, this nation owes the Southern people a huge debt. I mean, and I don't even want to talk about the types of things that were stolen from them. I'm talking about the honor and dignity of a people. These folks have used the economic institution of slavery to beat down the Judeo Christian folks here in the Southland of America. First, you got to start with your people. They need to erase that lie. The whole world was complicit in the economic institution of slavery. And I know the rest of the world just laughs at America because it has seen what the Puritans have done with this virtuosity play that they put on and how they love these black folks around here in the South and how they came to save them. It's just total poppycock. It eliminates the moral tariff, the Corn Amendment, and all the kinds of treachery that took place in our government. We walk around as though our government, we call ourselves saving the Palestinians and from the Jews and the Shiites from the Sunni and even with Gaddafi. Our noses and our hands are in everybody else's business. We need to call a timeout and figure out home. The war between the states needs to end. It needs to end with dignity for the Southern people. Then we can talk about some of the other things. Immigration, opening our borders up and just letting folks just come in here and do whatever they want to do. Tariffs, some of these trade agreements that we have. A lot of things, and it all comes back down to this. Our politicians are really, they come here to the South, they insult us. Then they come begging for our money. We need to make some of these folks accountable. Folks like Rick Perry. One of the reasons why we're in Texas was because of Rick Perry and George Bush taking the Confederate seal and General Lee's testimonial plaques to the men of Texas off the Supreme Court building in Austin and proclaiming that because they're there, the black folks can't even get any justice. Black folks have been used as a weapon of choice against Southern white people from a love that Jesus Christ forced together in lieu of slavery that existed between us, that we were family. These people have used us against us and continue to use black people in the South and America against Southern white folks.
Don't you think that's by design, HK, is that they want to pit
Absolutely.
Us against each other, and that's the whole
Absolutely.
Reason? You know, it's just
Absolutely.
One distraction after another, and they want us to end fights so we don't see the big picture.
I love you. Why am I on your program this morning? I love you. I am serious about it. You understand this thing very well. And that's what I mean, the simplicity of it. It's not hard. It's not a complicated thing. And that's exactly what these folks do. As long as you can keep us battling against each other, you can occupy us, you can steal us, you can change. Listen, here in the Southland of America, and I don't want to go off on a tangent because this thing is so huge.
It's in every race.
Huh?
It's in every belief. What they do is they choice it systematically. You know, it's white against black. It's Asian against, Sunni. It's Jews against this one. It's every race, everything, even every occupation. It's big business against...
You're getting ready to be cut off by the commercial. We're coming up on a three-minute break, everybody.
All right.
Call in number 800-313-9443, and I think we're going to have Louise call back in. Her line is horrible.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit freetoprosper.com right now.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle.
We did it again. Capital Forum, we're back. We're talking to H.K. Edgerton. Go ahead. We were talking about before the break, and evidently Sergey had a really good question, but go ahead.
Well, there was one thing I really wanted to talk about, and that was the sociocultural genocide. See, you know, this thing against the South and our flag, and you talk about occupation. Yes, we are occupied, and we're getting to be more and more occupied. Folks have come back right after Reconstruction to take what they didn't take then. In our Southland of America, no more our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's just out for our babies. No more, yes, sir, no, sir, thank you, ma'am, please. That's just out for our babies. That's just too Southern for folks. We have a whole breakdown in our cultural system here in the South, and it's because of these folks who come here and don't want to change us and want to change us into what they think that we should be, that they don't want us to love each other and care about each other. Now, there was another question proposed to me about succession. Am I for succession? People don't even know the aspects of what it takes to succeed. Prior to the war between the states, succession was legal. And after these boys had tried it and raped and burned us into what they consider a victory, they changed the rules. It is almost virtually impossible, even though under the Constitution, that we should be able to separate ourselves from an entity of government that no longer serves the people. In America, that's almost impossible now. Even with Rick Perry talking about Texas being a republic and succession, there's a man that double talks out the side of his neck, knowing full well that's just a difficult thing to do.
So what do you think? What is your opinion? Should this union exist as it is, or it should split on South and North like it was before?
You can't do that anymore. That's what I'm saying. Now, after the war, the way the government's been forged, the way the documents have been changed,
Okay, for comparison.
If you think other people were filed, and people, all you got to do is just look and see what happened in Waco and other places. The United States has all this virtuosity thought and tell folks all this thing. America's no different than Gaddafi or that boy in Syria. If the people think that they can just overthrow the government like that, wrong. This government will have no problems putting down a rebellion. They will do that. And if the people think that they won't, then you're out of your mind.
That's my thing, HK. First of all, let everybody know what HK means.
That stands for handsome and cool.
You know, I heard that.
Well, you got it again. You asked, so you got it.
That sounds good. I thought headquarters first.
I'm not important. I'm just messenger.
You sure it's not humble and knowledgeable? Maybe it's humble and knowledgeable.
I like that. Maybe I'll change my name to humble and knowledgeable. Thank you, sir. I like that.
My point is, you were absolutely, when I started reading about you and whatever, you are the epitome of right. We have so much wrong, and you're the epitome of right. What we keep doing is we keep thinking that we can overthrow our government in any way other than everybody putting a stop to it in their own state. And when you talk about pitting, people coming down there trying to take away the Southern way of life, absolutely, but they're doing it to every group, including going against business, the labor. If we can't have a spread, if you would, it's almost like betting between one group or another, okay, and they keep trying to, remember the united we stand, divided we fall, if we keep letting us break apart the same way and stopping who and what we are, then they win. But if we can hold to it, go back to what we know, don't allow them to encroach in, okay, and stop the fight between, I don't care if it's Arabs, whites, this, that, I don't care. I don't even care if it's class. They keep trying to split us apart and unite and stand. If we can,
let me tell you something. Let me tell you something here. This nation lives hypocrisy.
Yes.
Here, and fighting with the Confederate flag, Southern Cross, I see that hypocrisy at the highest levels. Let me give you a good example. Right over in Lexington, Virginia, home of the Honorable General Stonewall Jackson, and right there where General Robert E. Lee buried. If I, as a black man, cannot stand General Stonewall Jackson, a man who opened up his home to teach black folks how to read and write when it was illegal for a white man to do so. A man who pulled not only drugs in his wife and his church community, but the whole Lexington community of white folks turned a blind eye as they did so. When that train drove up, the whole community came out to read the letters of General Jackson, and all General Jackson had to say was, how are my babies doing in the colored school? And send them money to buy more books and Bibles so they could read and write. Now, right over in Lexington, Virginia, these folks, with a Russian so-called history teacher from BMI, leading the way, telling black folks how they ought to be offended by the fact that the battle flag placed on the pole during Lee Jackson Day or during Confederate Memorial Day in the city. Well, Lexington, Virginia is a shrine city. It is the holiest city in the Southland of America. You attack the flag over the Capitol in Columbia. You attack Richmond, Virginia. Am I? I hear music in the background. Am I
hold on, wrong? Hold on, HK. We're coming right. We have to take a commercial break.
Okay.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
HK on with us, and his website is, go ahead and give your website again, HK.
www.southernheritage411.com.
It's something you said during the break, and unfortunately, far too often, the best conversations happen during the break. Okay, one of the things you were talking about is Southern pride and Southern patriotism. And
yes,
automatically, people sometimes assume because the South didn't win that they're not patriotic. But more people from the South, okay, both black and white, are in the military voluntarily through the reserves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the thing about it, is people always want to associate us slavery and rebellion, all those rebels. These folks are some of the most honorable people on God's earth, is right here in the South. These people here have tried, especially for me, to make us hate white people in the South. You know, it's funny, I was sitting with a young black lady who was doing what has a newspaper here in the city just for breakfast and wanted to do an interview with me. Sitting talk across the table from this young lady who was got all these nice little degrees. And I'm sitting here talking to her, and I'm thinking to myself, the more she talked, I don't want to call her. I'll just say she was unknowledgeable. so I can try to keep it Christian this morning. And to listen to the madness coming out of her mouth, it's just totally unreal for me. The only thing that the North has really gained is that it is inculcated in the thinking processes of far too many people, such a dark look at Southern people, especially the Southern white man, the most discriminated man in America.
Well, it's often said that the winners write history, and that's what we're seeing now, and the propaganda. And to reinforce what you're saying, I was at a Civil War reenactment a couple weeks ago, and there was a guy there when I brought up the issue about the war of Northern aggression was more about states' rights than slavery. Well, he said that was a fabrication that just came to fruition in the recent few years. He didn't think that that was the case, that there was no states' rights as part of the whole movement. And that's like, you know, just like you're saying about the more degrees they have, the more programmed they are into believing all that propaganda.
Well, you see, you know, when you really look at history, and you know, you got to go back to the Puritans, you have to look at this man who the South went to war against. You know, my little brother always tells me now, you know, HK, got to quit beating up on the Northern folks. And I don't want to just beat up on all Northern people, because a great deal of folks from the North really thought that the South was right and that she should be let go her own way. Many of them thought that they were going to be let alone. So Lincoln trashed all those newspaper companies that were very supportive of the North until he sent his illegal troops over to that revenue collecting port in Fort Sumter, and then told us Northern people, oh, look what these rebels have done. They fired on our flag, just tricked them, much like Vietnam and even Iraq. One big old huge trick to get the public support to go along with this thing. It is these people inculcated into the thinking processes. They supposedly knowledgeable people, but they don't want to talk about the Corn Amendment. They don't want to talk about, here's a man, Abraham Lincoln, that you give to me and tell me how much he loved blacks and how much he came here to save me. And when sitting right over there, the original 13th Amendment, not the one that supposedly freed the slaves, I'm talking about that Corn Amendment that basically said that if the South would agree to the tax increases that Lincoln had on the table, that Congress would never have the ability to write an amendment to end the economic institution of slavery, that you give me this man, same man who told Douglas and the rest of those boys, perhaps you've always been free, but as long as the color of your skin is the way it is, you'll never be equal to the white man in America. You need to get out. But yet still, you tell me this is man who came to save me. Crap. And, you know, you jump on these Southern white folks, but I've got a man over here, came in this country, and I'm talking about my Puritan friends who didn't like him. These Southern folks were considered cavaliers with royalty in their background. And these folks that came out of Romania, that came through France and Britain, who raised all kinds of sand, were put out of the country, and even found some of them on their boats with the Pilgrims, who went to the northern states, who despised states' rights and state sovereignty, always thought that the government ought to be Big Daddy and that they ought to be the ones in charge. The same man who held all those witch hunts over there in Salem, Massachusetts, shooting all them young babies of being witches when they couldn't get sexual favors with them, who beat up on the Puritans like they did, who didn't even approach my Lord and Master Jesus Christ the same way as some of the folks do. Thought he had some kind of deal with God. He could call on God when he wanted to, and they could make a deal, and he could get what he wanted. We were different people from a different region. And I mean, they were, again, here black folks are, right dead in the middle, because we find ourselves in the middle of something that we knew nothing of.
Well, we're living in a 1984 world where everything is upside down, HK, you know, and speaking towards that, and that Civil War in Missouri, the Southern troops won, the Confederates won, and the Southern gentleman is synonymous, you know, that's just a common term, but they actually confiscated like $1.5 million in gold, and the Southern commander says, no, we have to give that money back because it's the local people's money, it's not the Union troops, and lo and behold, the Confederates gave it back, but then the Unions came and got the gold.
That's exactly right.
So you can see right there just a micro example of what you're speaking of.
If people dig hard enough, the very thing you're talking about, they'll find this thing.
Yes.
But my folks, like you say, this young lady just said that, you know, it's a common thing that most of my Yankee friends do to me. When you sit down and begin to talk about these things and debate these things, you get called a name and they walk away, and the statement that they always make is, we won the war, so we get to tell the story. Well, excuse me, this is America. We have freedom of speech, and we ought to be able to tell the other side of the story. But when you control school system, you control jurisprudence system, we are behind an eight ball. I am so proud. I was so proud to see the Tea Party emerge, and so dejected to hear some of the poverty pimps call these folks racist and prejudiced. See, it's like going to AA. And one of the first things that the black folks need to do is to come to this thing. It's your property. You were property. I don't care whether you like, oh, don't call me no property. Don't call me a slave. You got to take this thing, look at it the way it was. These folks around here, the Christian white folks in the South Land of America, and basically most of them didn't even own slaves. You know, and this is the thing that amazes me the most, how these people use slavery against white folks in the South. When the northern banks mostly control most of the big plantations. So the man here, they call a factor. He was an agent of the northern banks. He ran these plantations around here.
There you go. And you're hitting the key right there. You're hitting the head on the nail on the head, if I could get it out there.
Absolutely. You see, when you look at some of the southern folks like President Jefferson Davis, whose family ran their own plantations, you find a different kind of relationship between that African and these folks. All the slaves on Jefferson Davis' plantation, the majority of them could read and write. They ran the affairs of the plantation. His brother, an attorney, taught these boys the jurisprudence system, and even after the war was over, they built their own town in Mississippi, selling cottonseed oil and all kinds of products, loaned the Davis family money.
I don't think that was in my history book. I don't think that was in my history book, H.K. Your passion is stirring up our listeners, and we have a boatload of callers that are just waiting to tap into your information.
So we're going to he's stirring up the host.
So we're going to have to get a few of them online, if you don't mind.
No,
we have Kevin from West Australia. What do you have for us in the morning, Kevin?
Yeah, hi there, Tom.
Hey, Mark.
Greg A. and H.K.
H.K., yes.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, it's a good show today. It's active. I'll give you that much. Hey, you know what slavery was to the South? It's basically what the Holocaust was to the German people. I mean, that Holocaust, I used to believe all that. And why did I believe it? It's because that's what was presented in front of me. When it came to the 9/11 thing, when I saw those buildings being blown to pieces and not falling down, I didn't believe that immediately. I knew that was a con job, but I could see that with my own eyes. But in relation to the Holocaust, I actually used to believe that until I started investigating it. And then I had to say, hey, you know what? That's a big con. And, you know, and as for the slavery, of course there were slaves. There were slaves all over the world. In fact, in Africa now, that they're doing exactly that. They want to put the Libyans back into slavery. Once they get them back in there, they want to destroy the country and start stealing the oil for as long as it lasts. I mean, that's the name of the game. Nothing's changed. There's nothing new under the sun.
History keeps repeating itself. Kevin, if we Americans don't save the United States from this tyranny, the whole world is going to succumb to the one-world government, and then we're all slaves.
Yeah, well, that's why I take such a close interest, and I, ring in regularly to keep the troops G'd up, basically, and somebody's going to hear it and say, well, boy, this guy, he rings in a few times, and what's in it for him? Well, there's nothing in it for me. The only thing that I... the only stake I have in it is the truth. I want the truth to come out, and I want people to be free. And the way things are going, the American people are headed towards slavery, and that's black, white, and every color under the rainbow. If you're an American and you're not one of that...
We've all been enslaved, really, so many people don't realize that.
We went into the war between the states, a constitutional republic. We came out, everybody... became subjects. Just the bottom line. The Constitutional Republic that was written by our founders basically, as you said earlier, they saw the writing on the wall. They knew the kinds of things that we could get into if these folks went the direction in which they went. And when my northern friends went to war, constitutional public that was formed, when General Lee signed that treaty, it started going downhill. And we are now spiraling out of effect. This thing about one world order. See, I'm so glad that you all are saying these things. Because, you see, America has an important role in the global marketplace, in everything. And it wants to make itself look so glorious and so great and always for human rights. I listened to Condoleezza Rice, and she talked about respecting people, respecting each other and their opinions. They don't respect Southern people. They won't. And everybody thinks it's about just getting rid of the battle flag because it offends black folks. Poppycock. Want to get rid of it because within that symbol is tied up to all the kinds of things that we're talking about. Our Constitution, how we talk about property, how we treat our people, the people's money. All these things are tied up into the Confederate battle flag. And if you keep looking at that thing, that means that there's going to have to be some accountability in America. And these folks rid the scene of that flag, rid the scene of the talk that these folks had. And you have a one-world government. You can have Big Daddy running around the world policing the whole entire world. The Southern men knew. Look at Ron Paul. Ron Paul is a fine example. Ron Paul probably is the greatest candidate out there right now on the table. Ron Paul can't be president because, first of all, the national media won't allow his message to be seen like that. They will shut that man down as quick as he opens up his mouth. He has the right idea across the board. He can't make it. Look at Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich, you can say whatever you want to say about that man. He understands the government. He understands how to force deals and how to move things and make things happen. He understands the people and the will of the people. Newt Gingrich can't make it. He will not allow this man to be president, period. Who has the flash and the suave and kisses the babies and, oh, I'd like the way he looked today. We are such a knowledgeable people. This thing is going down the hill, and the American people, all the kinds of things that we're talking about now, if you dig deep enough, you'll find the truth. The truth is out there.
You're exactly people. Right. And we have some good examples of our movement actually making some progress, even though he may not be elected. Ron Paul is waking up a lot of people, and there's a youth movement that might take back our country, H.K.
And, we need a youth movement.
Well, it's up to us.
Speaking of Southern gentlemen, we have George from Texas. Thanks, Kevin, for your call. We have to move on. We got so many callers. We need to bring up George in Texas now.
Yeah, thank you.
Hello, George.
Hey, hello. HK, I got a little history's perspective. When I lived in Florida and even did a little bit of digging in Texas, I can tell you one thing. Even when I was in Mississippi for a little bit, I would go read the archives of the old newspapers in some of these rural counties. And, you know, the history would have you think that, you know, white man was the oppressive over the black man. And you find out there was a lot of county sheriffs that allowed black people to have guns to defend themselves against the Klan. And the Ku Klux Klan is a federally provocateur organization. It's not a grassroots. Just to get that out of people...
It was a different clan under General Nathan Bedford Parks. Let me show you this. The Northern generals despised Parks because of his tenacity and what he did during the war. They sent William Tess Thomas Sherman, high right that he was, to pick up General Parks and bring him to Washington for the Klan trials. These boys started digging around and said, oh, my God, let him go because... All the things that we did is coming out. The chaos and all the stealing we did, just get rid of that, man. We don't want to have that up here. If the Klan was like these folks try to write about it was, they would have hung Boris. They knew. And Boris knew that once these men started sneaking in here across the border, especially around Mississippi, and joining the Klan, it was time for the Klan to disperse. 1925, right over there where Barack Obama in the Capitol Mall sworn in his inauguration, the largest gathering of the Ku Klux Klan was on that Capitol Mall, and not one of them had the Confederate battle flag. They all had the stars and stripes. See? But But only we talk about the Klan and all the atrocities of the Klan. We don't even look at the good things that the Klan did that broke the back of Reconstruction, a terrible time for Southern folks, red, yellow, black, and white in America. We don't want to talk about those truths. All we want to talk about is the Klan in the late 20s and 30s and how they spit all their hatred out. You know, I'm going to tell you something.
Hey, HK, that's a good cliffhanger. Why don't we hold that thought? We've got a three-minute break. And we'll get to Bob in Michigan after the break. And we'll have a five-minute segment left with HK. His website is SouthernHeritage411.com. Back in three.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Back. I love that.
I think Mama was right.
HK, I think that's a good cliffhanger. Mama said days like this.
Hey, HK, we don't get much done, but we sure have fun.
Amen.
do we still have George on the line?
Yes,
hey,
we do.
George, another quick comment, and then we need to move on to the next caller, please.
Yes. I even heard, like, on a History Channel, they try to make George Washington look like a racist because they said
He would forbid black people from fighting in the Continental Army. And also, too, I even found out even during the Civil War, there were all black militias fighting against the, not Confederate, but militias, citizen militias fighting against the Union troops.
Very good. We thank you for your input, George. What do you say about that, H.K.?
Now, let's talk about George Washington. Now, see, here you talk about the father of the nation, a man who owned slaves. As a matter of fact, his daughter brought some of those slaves when she married General Robert E. Lee, and, of course, General Lee freed those slaves. And I didn't get a chance to finish my talk about General Lee and Jones Jackson over in Lexington, Virginia, because we could go on and on for a lot of things. The NAACP, while I was on a speaking tour in Texas, had a rally in Columbia, South Carolina, built a box around, a wooden box around the monument of General of President Washington right down the Capitol steps in Columbia, South Carolina. Said it didn't want his folks around there being sensitive because Washington owned slaves. Well, you see, and when they did that, they lost a lot of their own Yankee supporters. And then they tried to cover it up and say, oh, well, we just wanted to just kind of not have any distractions, please. I don't like double-talking lies. You did it because you keep trying to promote this thing about white folks owning slavery and Washington owning slaves. How about all the free blacks who owned slaves? How about all those free blacks who argued at those constitutional conventions that we needed to maintain the economic institution of slavery when white folks were talking about ending the slave trade? What about all those Christian men in the Virginia Commonwealth who were working, who knew? There's a difference between folks in the North and the South and what happened here with slavery. They knew. Real emancipation was already taking place in the South Land of America. White folks knew that the man was not free if he didn't have some money, his own property and a place to live, a trade so he could take care of his family. And certainly they didn't have the practice, so he needed to go out there and grab 10 or 15 slaves for himself. And then he was free. He was emancipated. He could move on. Freedom is just not saying I'm free. How many of those Africans who were free, so-called free, after the war between the states, free to do what? To go where? How? Many of them came right back, stayed on those plantations, stayed at their home places because the Christian white folks had enough heart to let them stay there. And then, after they started doing sharecropping, folks like Oprah Winfrey, oh, that white boy took all the money, and we just around here, we just worked and worked ourselves crazy for him. The white boy in the South had no money. His money was no good. It was out of the kindness of his heart in many situations that he started doing sharecropping. And he had, he owed those folks from the Northern Bank still were a part of that deal. That's just like business. You can start a business now. A boy coming into your business, he want to take over the business. He want to run the business. He want to tell you how to do the business. But yet still, he don't want to take on the expenses of what it is and the knowledge that you have. The body politic is a hard and a difficult place. People just take on the surface. What about all these other places that ended slavery without war? Look at Brazil. My God. There were more slaves that went into Brazil than came into
all the America. We are having a break, so we'll be back shortly after this message.
70-second break. It's a quick one, so we'll be back in a minute.
Local, state, and national sovereignty.
The next round of the worst...